we have an issue around student accommodation. We are playing catch up, and as you know, that you know, because of a deep recession, we did lose a decade of house building and home building, you know, up to just restart it. So even if I was to give you an example, in 2006 we were building 93,000 houses. Now in 2013, 8,000 homes. So there is an issue.
What schemes are underway to try to house some of the tens of thousands of students now looking for somewhere to live?
Well, first of all, we have a stock of 33,000 student accommodation places. Now, we have a potential of 21,000 student places coming on board. So, for example, there are 10,000 in construction, under construction, or they're at planning permission granted stage, or they're at planning permission applied stage. So that 10,000 are there. Now the 11,000 then are university potential projects that are at pre-planning stage. As I said, we are catching up. That's where we're at because of the issue of the recession and all of that.
On that figure of 21,000, I mean, looking at that pre-planning, under construction, university, none of them are going to be online this year.
No, some of them are. Absolutely. We've approximately 1,700 that will be online. I'd ask parents to be now engaged because, you know, it's not good enough to stay at home and let them up to Dublin or up to Cork or wherever they're going. Parents need to be involved.
In fairness, Minister, no, it's shortage of supply.
First of all, I'm saying to you is that parents need to be involved. I am asking parents and students to do their homework. I'm asking them to look up the Students' Union website, and in that you will get tips on how to get accommodation and on the difficulties around getting accommodation. Number two, I'd ask again students, especially first time students, I would ask them to consider Digs. And Digs is a very appropriate, especially if you're a first time renter.
And that ties into the 14,000 rent a room allowance.
And I want to just say that to anyone that is considering, anyone that has a home that has extra rooms in their house, to consider the 14,000 tax-free scheme that is out there for people.
I know the USI, they have been working with you. I know the UCD Students' Union has been looking for money that I believe is less than 10,000 in order to put a banner ad out to try and tell Dubliners about the benefits of renting a room at less than 14,000 a year and how to do it and how to access students. Are you going to give them that money?
Well, number one, I had a very good meeting with them this morning and we're definitely considering that proposal. We do, as I say, give 160,000. It's the taxpayer giving money to US side the unit to the Students' Union. So we're giving that money, and as I said, I'm working with the Students' Union in UCD.
So there's no yes or no there now.
I'm not giving a yes. It would be unfair. Well,
now,
I met them this morning. You know, I'm looking at their proposal and we will be talking to them before the end of this week. It's no matter how much or what amount it is, it's still taxpayers' money. And let me tell you, and you know, as the minister responsible now for student accommodation, I am going to be putting pressure on the universities to deliver these potential projects. We'll be supporting them, as in helping, you know, to identify lands and that. And also then I think county councils, they also have a duty, because I am aware that people, you know, object to student accommodation. And, you know, I would ask that people would look at it, because we are talking about our third level students, our next generation being educated.
And Minister, finally, speaking of taxpayers funding, your own salary, are you going to look for the super junior top up? As things stand, my understanding is you won't get it because there are two junior ministers already getting it. It has to be legislation passed in order to get it. Are you going to look for it?
I'll tell you what, I am delighted to be at the cabinet table. Genuinely delighted. I'm delighted to be there, first of all, because I have a huge interest in education. That's my background, and I'm absolutely passionate about education, and I'm delighted to be at that cabinet table. Money has never really been the biggest issue for me. Am I going out searching for it and shouting and roaring? No. And I want to have the same wages as, you know, as my counterparts. But to be honest, out there, I'm just saying it to the listeners, it's not the be all for me. it's really important that I do the job that I'm asked and tasked to do.